Blog Talk Radio. brothers, sisters of the Celestial Energies, Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? Ground zero right now. Quick message. The spell is being broken at this present moment. It is being broken. All right? It is in the process of being completely broken. The spell that was upon us is in the process of being broken. On October 21st, this day, this calendar day is what, October 17th. So we have 4 days, 4 days' time. All right, when we reach that 30-day area, when we reach the 30-day area, the spell will be completely broken. All right, that's the first part of the 30 days. You got to understand this is the 180-day cycle, which means that this is a six-tier cycle, all right, a six-tier energy cycle that happens all over the universe. The universe is not in alignment for anything, but just for nothing, all right? This is to break, all right, to build, all right, to charge up. This is all a part of the universal reset, the universal alignment, the reset of the original beings all over the cosmos. And the entire cosmos has been infiltrated by these inorganic beings. Okay? Understand that the entire cosmos has been infiltrated by these inorganic beings, which are the virus, all right, everywhere. So there is a massive reset all across the cosmos. All right, so October the 21st, which is another 4 days, and we can feel this. The spell that was put over us will be completely broken. This is in 4 days' time. All right, we already seeing the children not wanting to go to school. We already seeing us not wanting to go to work. We're seeing everything just literally folded that they created. They took so much time and energy. They created an inorganic and unnatural and unnecessary level of chaos. All right? Also, within this business here, we're talking about building. All right? So you just don't, the spell just don't get broken and you do nothing. The spell gets broken. All right? That spell completely will be completely broken worldwide, all over the galaxy, all over the universe. All right? In 4 days' time, you got to remember, each day is a different dimensional realm, different paradigm, a different realm, different dimension, all right? So each day, and each day has no sign of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It has no 7 days connected to it, right? Understand, you know, like I was just talking to a brother, you know, I just dropped the crystal for him, and I was just telling the brother, I was saying, you know, you got to understand each day. So each day is different. That's why you'd be like, well, it don't feel like a Monday. Or, I don't know what day. I don't know what it feels like. But it don't feel like one of the days of the week. And right now, this is what's happening, brothers and sisters. This is what's happening. So as of 4 days' time, the spell will have completely been broken. The inorganic beings has this idea that they're going to continue their virus program and continue their Christmas and all this other stuff, but the spell, in 4 days' time, the spell would have been broken. And then we'll be moving into the second, all right, 30-day phase of this 180-day cycle, all right? So we're moving to the second part of it. Right? So you understand. This is all a part of evolution. This is all a part of breaking of the cycle. All right? So this is what we're doing. We're gonna, all of us everywhere, we're going to start building. All right? We're going to start building. We're going to announce the day that we're going to build. And I know that there will be brothers coming everywhere wanting to build with us. But you got to remember to try to build with where you are. All right? You got to try to build with where you are. And we're gonna do this here. We're taking this to another level. All right? In the age of wood. The age of wood. All right? Plasma age. All right? So, understand, power that's coming all around us, all right? And prepare yourself for the most powerful energy ever. Greatest place to be is with nature, all right? The most powerful forces ever, you know? And we're going to come into a new type of energy, all right? These inorganic beings have made our planet a wasteland. For them, where they could do their projects and all these other things that they did. All right? So, you know, 200 calendar, some 400 or 500 calendar years, how many energy cycles? But this is the end of everything. All right? Remember, we talked about, you know, this being the beginning of the end. And we're watching everything end. Watching everything end, but myself and the other higher council, Mother Cosmos herself, we're all working together to get rid of this virus all over everywhere. Okay? Just realize that these inorganic beings have infiltrated every part, and this is a virus. And you got to realize that everything's a program. Everything runs on program. And the natural program of our planet has nothing to do with snow and ice and Santa Claus and Easter Bunny and reindeer and the frosty snowman and God and Jesus and Allah and all this stuff. No, it has nothing to do with that. Right? Our the original programs of our planet is designed, we were designed to build, make our planet powerful. We were supposed to, our planet is right now our planet was supposed to be a superior celestial power station where beings could come here and get certain energies and certain powers. We were supposed to be just like our sun, but we were supposed to be a blue sun, all right, where beings could come and get certain energies and powers and certain resources. Inorganic beings offset that, but that's all right. Everything is moving back into perspective. So we are at the point now where we're getting ready to move to a totally different area. Moving into a totally different area. But in 4 days' time, like I said, the spell is being broken now. The spell is being broken. In 4 days' time, which will be the calendar day. We're using all these different calendars, these days as mile markers, which will be calendar day, October 21st. The spell will have been broken forever. These inorganic beings will not be able to create another spell. A spell is nothing but a program. That's all it is. It's a program. And they will not be able to interact or be able to put no other programs on the planet. This will be our free reign to do what we're supposed to do, what we want to do on our planet. And the key point is for us, I want to say it again, to build. Right? We build for power. We build for freedom. We build for change. Alright? We build for the ancestors. See, our accomplishments are not accomplishments until we have done what our ancestors done and greater. That's an accomplishment. Us going for this money and job positions and businesses and all, that's not an accomplishment. Only thing you're doing is you're acting in the same way that your enemies act. You're doing the same thing that they do. You know, oh, this is mine, and this is mine, and this is mine, and you stole from me, and I'm going to put you in chains and cuffs and get you put in jail. I'm going to kill you for a thing. This is how simple-minded the system is. All right? So also within this 180-day cycle, we're looking at the complexity of the energy and the complexity of our spirit beings within us become even more complex, even more powerful. We'll see things in a totally different, light. Okay, brothers? So I pass this message on to you all. If you understand everything that's been said. And we're going to be getting ready to do some things. We're going to be doing a whole lot of things. But in 4 days' time, the spell or that program that they implemented on our planet to control the atmosphere, to control nature, to control everything, will have been broken. And on the fifth day, there will be a new energy. I'm not going to just try to describe the energy, but we would know, which will be the 22nd, calendar day, the 22nd of October, there will be a new energy on the planet. And it is rising slowly. There'll be a new energy, and there will be a new type of mindset. So, brothers and sisters, y'all get ready. Shift is happening now. Everything is changing. Everything is happening the way it's supposed to happen because it's supposed to happen that way. And remember, if it's not supposed to happen, we, the higher beings of cosmos and the planet, will make sure that it doesn't happen. We'll make sure that it doesn't happen. This is why we're shutting down their system, because it's not supposed to happen anymore. Right? They don't understand, but I'm letting them know we're shutting down their system and they have no power. There's nothing that they can say. There's nothing that they can do. There's no other planet that they can go to and try to do this over again. There's no other dimensional realm. There's no other paradigm. There's no other gateway that they can go into and try this over again. It's over everywhere. Their entire system all over the cosmos is being dissolved. They would never be able to align themselves with nature because they were a virus created to work against nature. And the virus will be dissolved. All right? Passes on to you all. All right? Hope you understand everything, understand everything that's been said. And you know the deal, brothers and sisters. All power to the Most High Celestial and to the things may care for you forever and ever and ever. All right? Much power to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
I don't know what hold you. You never know what bitch do. These niggas be bullshitting.
Chopping up your videos and shit.
Who knows how you do go.
What up, people? What be popping? They ain't even sent out the notification yet. Oh, there they go. What's popping, y'all? Timothy Woods. Who's that? Sonya. What up? Man, y'all got me looking at this damn thing. I know I can't see. What up, people? Ness, Dale Cupid, Jonathan Hayes, Brooke C, what up? Learning every day, what's happening? Rito Shotgun Man, what? Oh, appreciate you. Thank you for the donation. What was that? That's Leah P. Appreciate you. Oh, that's a cute picture on there, girl. Hello, Leah P. That's a cute picture, girl.
Thank you, everybody. Come on in here. What's happening? We got a whole lot of shit to talk about. Man! I don't know if I can do it. We're going to see how I can talk about this shit today. There's going to be a lot of coding going on. What up, Tim? There's going to be a lot of coding going on, just so y'all got to follow me. I may have to leave a lot of stuff out and allude to a lot of stuff Y'all just gonna have to follow me as best as you can. When you watch the X-Files, that's what we about to talk about. X-Files had all the goddamn, it had the whole plan. Goddamn, the X-Files had the whole plan in his hand. Woo, it broke it off. What's going on, everybody? Yo, first I want to say thanks, everybody, to all you guys who've been supporting the Know Your Rights Foundation. I appreciate that. Let's get this vehicle built up. This organization is going to be what we need to be able to move in the future. You can't do anything by yourself in the future. You see what's popping. It's corporations that run everything. Organizations, corporations. So unless you have one that's just as powerful, you might as well hang it up. And we're about to talk about what they're trying to do, you know, with your rights and everything. You know, with the upcoming plan that they got going. But, you know, right now is your time to start learning your rights, solidifying that, because they're trying to wipe them out before they are gone. Learn them and hold on to them, secure them. Put them in your goddamn your safe deposit box. Lock that shit up. Put some dynamite around it. Put some guard dogs around that shit. Put a moat. Whatever you got to do to protect them goddamn rights, you better do it, I'm telling you, because some shit is coming. If y'all hear about the shit I'm about to tell you today, woo! This shit is no jokey joke. But y'all already know. So like I said, everybody, thank you for supporting the Know Your Rights Foundation, the donation. You're buying the police stop law packages from there. Appreciate that. Y'all already know. That's going out there and getting that card, this constitutional rights card right here. Damn. Right there with that qualified immunity notice, because then Popo's going to be rolling up on you niggas in a minute with their mandate, so you better let them know that they don't have qualified immunity when they violate your constitutional rights, no matter what mandate they put out. The mandate is not the law, so bam, that right there. This petition, this let them know. This tells them the court cases, the Supreme Court cases, on how they lose those rights. Or how they lose that qualified immunity right here, bow, right in your mouth, nigga. So I ain't bullshitting, so you know I'm not bullshitting with you, pop, with you cop. Then if they proceed to keep violating your rights, you know they got police insurance, really police credit that you can place a lien on, and that's right here. That's in public police public official bond. You go place a lien on that bond, a claim on that bond, and they can't work that day. That's how it goes. They cannot work that day. So, bam. Right? Yeah. Just tell you how to do it. And also, you already know, this is the Bible right here. This has got to be y'all Bible right now. Know your rights, man. You understand? This has got to be y'all Bible. Y'all got to get up on this. This is just the gate. This is just the foot in the door. They trying to take all your damn rights. But this is just to get you started on what your rights may be. So, everybody, y'all know what you got to do. Oh, we got the police cop flashcards. Y'all already know that. Right here. This is volume 1. And volume 2. Right here. We just came out with this last week. We had a lot of people ordering the volume 2. So I appreciate that. So just so y'all see the difference between the two designs. So y'all can see. This is volume 1. It has the Constitution down at the front. And then volume 2. You see it has the Know Your Rights Foundation logo at the bottom. So bam. These are two different decks. Just so y'all can, this nigga's gonna be the same deck. Nope, these are two different decks. So y'all see right there, all right? So, that's how we getting down. Go to knowyourrightsfoundation.org if y'all want the police stop law package, if you're just ordering that. If you want the Great Book of Melon Research with it, and I will give you the police stop law package for free, go to realmatters.com. Order this. This is 114 years. Research they've been doing on your melanin, which is a big part of what's going on right now. Your melanin, the power of your melanin plays a big part in the research they did on what's going on right now. So y'all have to understand, y'all niggas are some walking, y'all immortals. All of that dick, y'all are immortal niggas, man. Y'all better understand what this does. They gotta do so much shit to you because you got this shit on your body. This shit is antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial. This shit cleans you. It's all cleaning. So they got to really clean your ass and really fuck you up. So y'all got to know that, see all that. That's in here, the Great Book of Melanin Research, the hard copy.
not the digital copy, hard copy. You get the police style law package for free, but that's at realnoggin.com. If you want just the police style law package, go to knowyourrightsfoundation.com, because we got to build that organization up. We're building it up. That's what now we've got. We're building it up. It's going to happen, because we need that organization to be able to push right now, because what's going to happen when they put all these hokey mandates really come down everywhere. And on November 29th in L.A., they got the hokey mandate for the whole city. So they're trying to really put the smash down on us. And you see what shirt I got on right now. No capitulation. You understand? We don't capitulate, bitches. No capitulation. this is also in the Real Nugget shop. Y'all want to go to Real Nugget and get a no capitulation shirt and let them know, nigga, I ain't going down with you, bitch ass nigga. I'm not complying with your bitch ass shit. Hell no. So this is where we at right now, y'all. So we got a whole lot to talk about. Ex-youth. So y'all seen the live stream I did talking about X-Files. How many of y'all went and seen X-Files right after that? I hope all of y'all went and watched the goddamn X-Files. Please. Tell me all y'all went and watched the X-Files. Breaking down the whole shit. Breaking down the whole goddamn thing. The aliens, let me go do a recap for everybody who didn't see it. Now, this is a spoiler. Y'all want to actually see it, click out. Go binge watch the shit. You can come back and watch this video. But for y'all who watched it, or who don't give a shit, the aliens, they came to Earth in about in the 60s, and they linked up with the elite. Which is what they would do. That's why you see when in those cartoons when the aliens come, they be like, take me to your leader. Why would they fuck with the nigga who work at 7-Eleven? I ain't never seen no aliens, nigga. That shit ain't real. How come they ain't seen that shit, nigga? Because you work at 7-Eleven heating up corn dogs, nigga. What the fuck they gonna do with your bitch ass? That's why you ain't seen no goddamn aliens, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? They call you, nigga, when they learn how to make slurpees. That's when they will call your bitch ass. Hey, nigga, how you make that circuit, cuz? We better go back. We better take this shit back to our planet, nigga. Hey, well, see, what you got to do is you got to make sure that syrup, nigga, you got to do one-third syrup. What is one-third syrup? And then two-thirds ice, my nigga. And then just a little bit of the water. See, because if you put too much water in there, you ain't going to take that syrup, my nigga. Now take that shit back to your planet. No, nigga. Ain't nobody looking for you. Nobody, the aliens ain't looking for you. So in the movie, in the show, the aliens came down in the 60s. They got with the leaders of the planet, which was the Illuminati. They didn't necessarily call them the Illuminati, but these were the richest families and corporations, people who ran the corporations around the world. They had this little evil cabal that they got together with, and they made a deal with the aliens, because the aliens were like, nigga, we coming, nigga. We coming to colonize. We coming to take over this shit. So, tell us why we shouldn't fuck you niggas up right now. You got two chances. Tell us why we shouldn't fuck you up. And so then the Illuminati, they promised to help the colonists, the alien colonists, you know, establish here. And so what the aliens wanted to do before they got established on the planet, they needed to do experiments on humans. They needed to take the humans and do a certain experiment on the human to create. Oh, who was that? Oh, man, appreciate you. Who was that? Oh, I am Kabbalah Hobbit. Oh, man, I couldn't see the name. Damn. But they were doing a, so they basically needed to make a, create a deal that they made with the Illuminati was, see, now if you just saw YouTube just click, see, they be editing my shit in the middle. When I'm doing shit. So if you just seen it just click, they trying to cut some shit up. But so I'll go back over that. So the aliens made a deal with the Illuminati that if you hook us up with some specimens to experiment on to create this human alien hybrid, we won't fuck with you niggas. You niggas won't be amongst the people we rule. You'll be sort of a second class citizen to us. So you'll be over them niggas. But you'll be over them, but we still running you niggas, but you'll be over them. So was like, cool, long as we ain't with the rest of them niggas. As long as we ain't down there with the regular niggas, we good. So they started handing people over to the aliens to do experiments on. Some were there even their own children. They started handing over people to do these experiments, right? So they were doing these experiments all the way up till now. How were they? So once they finally got it done, they got this. I don't know what they called it in the thing. It was like a gene, like an alien gene or something like they created. How did they get it into the people to create the human-alien hybrid? A giant hokey campaign. Everybody go get hokeyed up. Go get X-juiced up. So they put it in the X-juice. Everybody went around. They went, got X-juiced up. They went and got X-juiced up, and bam, that's how they did it. They were creating, so now, but the subplot was, the Illuminati dudes, they were creating, trying to create an antidote to the hybrid gene, so that they wouldn't be taken over, right? They were like, all right, we made this deal, but while they were still working the deal, on the low, they was creating their own shit, like, we ain't about to fuck with these niggas, like, fuck these aliens, nigga, yeah. Hey, yeah, fuck, make that shit for them, and then you make some shit for us, because we ain't about to be under their rule. So that's how it was kind of going. They were trying to undermine the aliens as they were on the top, trying to help them out, right? So that's the whole plot. And then eventually, you go watch the movies. they got it into the people. Crazy, right? That don't look nothing like real life, huh? No, that couldn't possibly. What do you mean? That couldn't possibly be real life. Hello. There's no way. So, I'm going to show y'all. Well, I'm going to put at the end of this video, in the description box, I'm going to put a link to a few videos. But one of the first ones, there was a doctor who came about some X-juice and did some studies on it and found, I mean, you got to see these pictures. you can go look it up. You can go look this up when I tell you the name. You can go YouTube it or Google it when I tell you the name. But she found some type of squid creature. Some type of squid, like a tentacle creature, right? And when she looked at it, when she found it, like, she basically put it, you know, she put the juice on the slab or whatever under the microscope, and it thawed out once it got to room temperature. When she looked at it in the microscope, she started to see this little squid thing. And then the motherfucker started moving. And then it tried to lift itself up off the goddamn plaque, the little thing that she had it on, that she had the juice on, whatever. The motherfucker tried to lift itself up off the goddamn thing. And then when she looked at it, closer, it pointed one of its tentacles at the fucking lens. Like, nigga, I know you looking at me. Telling you, you gotta go see this doctor. I'm gonna put the video, I promise you. She was on Stu Peters. Y'all wanna go look it up, go look at Stu Peters TV. That she did that interview last week. So go check that out. She said she found that, and so basically when she started to do the research on it, she looked up something and it was called a hydrovolgus. Okay, go look up a being called hydrovolgus. Right, so y'all seen Marvel, right? What's the big bad enemy in Marvel? Hydra, with 8 tentacles. It's a big old skull head with 8 tentacles coming out. Right, that's Hydra in the MCU. Hail Hydra! Now, there's a university that's doing studies on this. That's out here in California, Orange County. Man, I don't want to quote. University of San Diego, I don't want to misquote. So I'll in the video, she tells you which college is doing the study on this. But they got a deck of cards.
that they put these little things on, because these little things are so crazy. They call them the immortal cephalopod, or the immortal squid, or whatever the hell it's supposed to be, because you can chop it up. You can't kill it. If you chop it up, the cells will regenerate and grow back together. If you blend it in a blender, the cells will reform and regenerate and make the motherfucker and come back to life. And how it attacks its prey, it takes its tentacles, and the tentacles move super fast, like faster than a bullet. They said it's so just like 5 times faster than a bullet. It shoots so fast, and it shoots right in, the tentacle shoots into its prey, and then it injects a neurotoxin into the prey to take over its mind, basically. Its neural system. So this looks very similar, allegedly, to what she found in the egg juice. So let's take a look at that. So if you look at any movie, all movies, most aliens? They're either reptilian or squid-like, like some type of fishy squid-like. You know, look at them. They always got some type of tentacles, or they look like some type of cephalopod. And so, go to, look at Predator and, the aliens and all. What movie was that? It was Predator. What's that movie where they go down to the Abyss? There's so many movies. There was another movie. The Puppet Master. So go look. There's a movie called The Puppet. I was about to talk about movies today, but I'm gonna give my movie list. Let me give my movie list, but I gotta put that on there. So Puppet Master. So you gotta look at that Puppet Master. So these things with tentacles. All these things look like jellyfish or some shit like that. All these aliens. But why was that? Because why might that be? Because most of everything in the galaxies of the universe are water, big giant pools of water. Most of these planets are giant water, gas and water. So a lot of these things, most of these aliens that, you know, that probably visit here probably would be some type of squid-like creature, in essence. So, again, she goes and she says, all right, they destroyed that X juice. And then maybe a few weeks later, she got some more egg juice, and she did another look, and found the same, another one, and found another one. But this one, she had to smash down between two glass slabs, so it wasn't moving. The other one, it was just the juice, the egg juice was just on top of the slab, and when it thawed out, it started crawling and moving and shit, trying to get itself off the slab. It was trying to escape. That nigga was like, hey, I'm out of here, nigga. Hey, this is my nigga. Oh, shit, they found us. Hey, nigga, we out. That nigga tried to get off the slab. He was trying to bounce. So please go look up the Hydra Vulgus. That shit is crazy as hell. And that one of the things they found, and that was in the Kill Bill X juice. Y'all know who Kill Bill is and what company he represents. So that was in the Kill Bill X juice. That's a study she found. Who knows whether, again, she got their pictures. This is allegedly what she found in the X juice. So you do your own study. You go look at the research. See the research yourself. Make your own goddamn decision. However, that shit looked crazy as hell. Go look at that shit. So that's called the Hydra Vulgus. Remember that. Hydra Vulgus. Immortal. I think it can only die by like a very sudden few things. Like if it runs out of food, it can die. If it becomes someone else's food, another prey's food, it can die. Probably if you burn it, it can die. So there's a few things that can kill it, but man, that's what they found in the egg juice. Some sentient moving around thing, allegedly. Shout out to Black Dot Malcolm, Urban X. Allegedly, that's what they found in the egg juice.
So now, you couple that with the information that just came out that the cat, y'all know who the cat, dog, cat is. So, damn, see how we do. So in 2000, so everybody remember there was an outbreak of something called SARS, right? That was back in 2002, right? That was all the way back in 2002. That stands for what? Severe acute respiratory syndrome, right? That happened in Asia, right? And it came out and they was wearing masks and shit all over the place. You could see that. Oh, we like, nigga, don't bring your bitch asses over here, nigga. we was great. Hey, nigga, don't bring your motherfucking ass over here with that shit. keep your motherfucking mask ass over there. That's what he was like. Now, this doctor, I'm going to put this link for this video. Yeah, 12 monkeys. So this doctor, I'm going to put this shit in the video. We'll break it down. He has uncovered all of these patents created by the cat, dog, cat. So, in 2000, before that outbreak, the cat, dog, cat applied for a patent on the rope. Y'all know that? Matter of fact, they invented and patented SARS. This is, you can go look it up. Go to the patent office. I'm going to give you the patent numbers in a minute. This is U.S. public information in the patent office, right? So 2002, they applied for a patent. Excuse me. They applied for a patent, and they invented the term SARS, the cat dog cat, right? Right there, right in the patent. You can read it for yourself. It says it right in the patent. This is absolute public information. So they created it. Then the outbreak comes out, right? Then in 2003. They applied for a patent on Roe, on the Roe, on another version of the Roe. The Roe that, or the, you know, that we're dealing with right now, this patent. And so the patent, the U.S. Patent Office said, you can't patent something that occurs in natural life, in nature. So they turned them down, right? But these niggas come back again a couple of years later. Or a year later, I think, in 2004, and he's like, hey, nigga, remember this patent? Can we do that now? And they was like, no, nigga, we told your bitch ass, no. You cannot patent something that occurs naturally in nature, or, you know, that occurs in nature, naturally, right? Which is why you can't patent seeds, which is why you have to genetically modify seeds in order to be able to patent the seeds, which is why you guys got to watch out for all the fruits and vegetables that are not organic, because those are genetically modified and patented by Monsanto. Y'all better understand this shit. Genetically modified foods are patented. It's technology that's owned by Monsanto mostly. So the patent agency said, nigga, we told you no, nigga. You cannot patent some shit that occurs in nature. No. But then, a few years later, the CDC, oh, and then check this out. The cat, dog, cat, they said they applied for the patent. They paid to have the patent anonymous, right? This is all public record. So they paid to have the patent anonymous, right? So then, in 2007, they just went gangbusters. They're like, you know what, nigga, fuck what you said, nigga. We doing it anyway. we pushing this through. Fuck you. I think somebody else was in the office at the time was able to help push this through, and they got the patent on the, you know, they got the patent. So that was the first time when they applied for that patent, right? So then they were, I think, when they applied for it the first time in 2007, they were turned down, right? 3 days later, another pharmaceutical company, they applied for a patent that had the cure to the patent that the cat, dog, cat had applied for in private. So how in the hell are you applying for a patent that has a cure
for something that not even published yet, that's not even publicized yet, 3 days later. And they got their patent before the cat dog cat even got their patent on the thing in the first place. How you get a patent for a cure before you before the actual thing comes out in the first place? That had you this had to be inside information, right? So go back. Let me. I actually missed something. So go all the way back in 2000, on January 8, 2000, and this is around when the Great Conjunction happened in 2000. Y'all understand it happens every 20 years, so we just had one in 2020. The one before that was in 2000. January 28, 2000. Okay, damn. How can I preach this name? Fizeezy, your boy Fizeezy, the company, the Fizeezy boys, they applied for a patent on a Roro cure, like BC or Hokie, in 2000 for canine Roro protein, right? All the way in 2000, they applied for a patent on a Hokie on the row. This is public record. I'm going to give you these numbers in a minute. So, 20 years ago, this has been in effect. 20 years ago, January 28, 2000. Now, what happened 20 years later, 2 days before the 20th anniversary of that? What happened 2 days before the 20th anniversary of that filing? They had a sacrifice. Who was it? Who was going against some of these pharmaceutical companies who was trying to take his name, and he had some lawsuits out there against them, and Nike was he was about to leave Nike. There's a whole bunch of shit that this nigga was going against amongst the major corporations, right? He was about to push back against them cats for real. He was about to start his own shoe company. So for 2 days before the 20th anniversary of the filing of the patent for the Hokie, the patent on the Hokie, the Roro Hokie, your boy gets smacked. He gets taken out. He gets sacrificed. Now, y'all think this should be happening in coincidence? Come on now. 2 days before the 20th anniversary, Kobe gets taken out? All right. All right, so this is public information, just so we're aware. This is no variation on what it is and what it does. This is all public information. So I want y'all to go look up. Now take these numbers down. U.S. patent 632224. U.S. patent 727-9327, patent 59270-3P, as in Paul, patent 777-65212, patent 715-1163, and patent 919-3780. That's just a few of them. You know how many they are? 73 on the V. 73 patents, y'all. Since those patents were in 2008. They started them in 2008 all the way to now. Since 2008 till now, 73 patents. What? Now, when y'all see this video, y'all gonna see a quote by this dude named Peter Daschle. He was head of the Eco Health Alliance, who America was funding, or who gave a grant to fund some research. Now, in one of his quotes, he said that we're gonna have to use the media to drum up the support for the hoax. He said this. We're going going to have to use media to drum up support for the hoax. He said that shit. That's a quote. Now, who be pushing it?
The media. More than any goddamn body around this motherfucker, along with all these black motherfuckers, these niggas they even paid off and chose to ruin their own people, to kill off their own people. But or to send the people down the lava brick road. But that's what's going on. This shit has been in the works for over 20 years. 20 goddamn years. It really started back when your boy Fajizi became the head of the, you know, he became the head of the NI. So, you know, he's been a part of this whole thing. He's been intricately involved in this shit since the beginning, going way back before 20 years. So y'all have to go watch that video. I'm going to put it, as soon as the video is finished, I'm going to put the description in. If some of my moderators are in here, if y'all have it already, can you put the description or the link to those videos in the chat? If not, y'all got to wait until I finish in the description box. All right, but man. All those patents I just read off, y'all need to go to the U.S. Patent Office and go type those patents in and read them. And read them, motherfuckers. It is insane. Public information, they ain't trying to hide it. Well, they did. The cat, dog, cat actually paid to have that shit hidden. But Freedom of Information Act, baby. Called Freedom of Information Act, baby. So all of that shit came out. And they are the ones who patented what we're talking, where we going. So who brought this out 11 to 12 years ago? Jesse the Body Ventura. Jesse Ventura, goddammit. Y'all better put some respect on Jesse Ventura's name. Y'all better go watch that show. So remember he had a show, Conspiracy Theory, with Jesse Ventura? Y'all need to watch that. Three seasons. He was on True TV. Man, go watch every goddamn episode of those. He was breaking off all of that shit. And the funny thing is, they tried to make it look like it was some type of comedy, you know, not comedy, but, you know, what's it? It was a novelty or it was what's the word I'm looking for? It was more of a joke. It was kind of jokey, the way they put it together or the way they narrated it. And I think they had to put it out like that so that they wouldn't get a lot of heat. But they didn't. He didn't get a lot of publicity with this show. But the shit that he was breaking off in this show, he was really getting in there, going to talking to government officials, rolling up on the niggas in the office. Hey, nigga, where's shit at? Where that, man? He just go right there. So I'm telling you. So what you want to watch is first season. So you can watch. You can watch them on Amazon. Amazon Prime has the show on there, except for. Season one and season three are on there, except for they have one or two of those episodes not available on those seasons. But all of season two is not on Amazon. Why not? Because in season one, I'm going to tell you season one, look up the episode Secret Societies. Secret Societies. I think that's episode five. Jesse Ventura, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, Episode 5, Secret Society. In that show, they break down the whole, they said, that show was like 11 years ago, they came out with that show. In the show, they talked about the whole plan, how they was going to force you to get hokied up and all that. They said that in that show. This was the plan that was coming because of the one world order thing that they got to do and the depopulation and all that shit. That was part of the plan, right? That's way back 11 years ago. Then go to season two. In season two, they broke down. It's called that episode you want to look at. It's called The Police State. In that, they said it again. It's gonna be this giant pandemic, and they're gonna do some force hokies on you. And then the people who don't comply, they're gonna set up concentration camps, right? Or you know, the city to send people to, right? And everybody's like, yeah, that's a conspiracy theory, nigga. Now, I told you about the New York law that they passed in January 2020. That's a concentration camp. Anybody who they feel who is adversely affected healthily, health-wise, who is a detriment or a danger health-wise to the public, they can put them in isolation. Quarantine, this is what you think a concentration camp is. That's an actual law in New York. Sorry, New Yorkers. That is an actual law. They can throw you niggas in in a camp, basically. That is a law. Please just Google it. It'll come right up. But then the law that they created back then, the bill that they had to do this was called H.R. House Resolution 645. Go look that up. House Resolution 645. It called for Homeland Security to create internment camps. They were supposed to be like emergency camps or something like that for when, you know, in case an emergency happened, they would set up six emergency zones, supposedly, where they would send people to and house, what they would say, house people in case of emergency under a big national emergency or, you know, some shit happened or, you know, whatever happened, right? Now, where are these things supposed to be on? Where are these six zones supposed to be? Six military bases. They set up six military bases to lock your ass up in. in case of an emergency or some shit go down that they don't want to happen. House Resolution 645. Go look that shit up. So, this has been planned for the longest time, y'all. I don't know what the fuck y'all been sitting back watching goddamn Game of Thrones, the whole guy, which is a great show. The new one is about to come out. That's about to be off the chain, too. Don't get caught up in that shit. You got to learn your rights first. So, Jesse Ventura, please go watch Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, season 1, episode 5, or whatever the episode, Secret Society. That's the one. That's the lady, Rima LeBeau. She's a doctor who breaks down the whole shit. Then, season 2, I don't know how you're going to find season 2 because it's not on Amazon, so you might have to Captain Crunch that shit. y'all know what I mean by Captain Crunch, Captain Crunch. So you might have to Captain Crunch that shit to check it out, but, you got to see. However you got to see, figure it out. If it's on video, take a see the video, do whatever you got to do. Watch season 2, episode Police State. Breaks off the whole goddamn fucking plan that's going on right now. Both of those really do. You got to kind of watch them back to back if you can. Watch them back to back. But basically, H.R. 645 is a military prison camp that's been authorized in case of emergency. Go look that shit up. Command center, prison, military command center, and every fucking thing. Y'all better understand what is going down. All right, so, and basically what is going down, they're kicking this New World Order shit up into full fledge. It's on full plan right now. Like I said, it's been in the works for 20 years. If they came out with a patent on the hoax 20 years ago, they've been pushing for this for the longest. Ain't nothing you going to do now. They've been mashing on this for 20 years. You think you about to stop this shit now? This is why it don't seem like, it seems like it's so crazy. It's illogical. All they're doing is pushing an illogical narrative. It makes no sense, but we only keep pushing with this shit because, nigga, we got 20 years of money and time into this bitch, so we can't go back now, nigga. Y'all better fucking fall in line with the program, bitches. We got 20 years on this shit. So they pushing whatever fucking line they got to push, and it's all illogical. Take your medicine so my medicine works, which is the dumbest shit in the world. You got to take your medicine so my medicine works. Take your Advil so my Advil work, nigga, my head is hurt, nigga. When you gonna take your Advil, nigga, so my head's not hurting? God damn. The fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Nigga, take 8 of them bitches. I got a real bad headache, man. I got a migraine, nigga. Take 8 of them bitches right now. Yeah, this is ridiculous. So, there was, I know you know something about the Bilderberg group. I don't know how many of you people, you heard of that. The Bilderberg meetings is where they plan all of this shit. You're going to hear about that in the Jesse Ventura thing, where they were planning a lot of this stuff in these Bilderberg meetings back then. Even when Barack and Hillary got elected, they went to a Bilderberg meeting right before Barack was chosen, right? They, if you go back to 2008, during the primaries and all that stuff, and supposedly Bill and Hillary just vanished. They disappeared for a little while. No one, nobody knew what the fuck they were. Not even his press, not even the press corps who was traveling with Barack Obama. His press secretary who was traveling with him, they was like, "Where Barack?" He was like, "I don't know." Then they thought, "Oh, well maybe Barack and Hillary is at Hillary's house." So all these news cameras and shit went and set up outside Hillary's house and was zooming in on the upstairs window and shit. Are they in there? Are they talking? Is Hillary asking him to be the vice president? Is he asking Hillary to be her vice? I'm like, these niggas, get the fuck out of here. Them two motherfuckers was in the Bilderberg meeting was being held in Virginia that year. Virginia, right here in America, in Virginia. Not too far from where Hillary and them was. Like 30 minutes away. That's what Barack got told. He's going to be the dude. Hillary, you out. Nobody like your bitch ass. You unlikable right now. Barack is the man. He's going to usher in the play. So that was all the way back then, right? 2008. What happened in 2008? That's when the cat, dog, cat solidified the patent on the role. They solidified the patent on the thing. On boom, that's when they pushed it through. They didn't give a shit about the patent office. They was like, nigga, patent office, he's a dick. Hey, we got this patent. Hey, nigga, patent office. Nigga, oh, hey. Hey, nigga, sign my patent in there. Sign my shit up. Fuck what this nigga talking about. That's what happened in 2008, 2007, 2008. When your boy was elected. Y'all better understand what's going on right now. This shit has been the major plan. They cannot go back in time. It cannot happen. And the funny thing is, this has nothing to do with anything really, but Shia LaBeouf, y'all know who that dude is, the dude from Transformers? This nigga told a story about when he was filming a movie at this hotel, and during the break, it was a military movie or some shit, and during the break, he got hungry, and him and his boy was looking around the hotel for some food. They were looking around to go see where to get some food, and they went to this hotel, and somebody had let him into this room where they were having this meeting because they had a big, giant banquet table. They had a big, giant banquet table and shit. And he said he went in there, and he just thought, he was like, oh, shit. He was like, there's a lot of dignitaries or whatever. He's like, he didn't know what was going on. But it was all food and shit in there. So Shia LaBeouf went in there and just went to the table, started grabbing. He started grabbing the plate and shit. And he wasn't supposed to be in there. And then they came and they was like, nigga, you can't be in here. What you doing? Then found out this nigga was in the Bilderberg meeting. Shia LaBeouf crashed the Bilderberg meeting. On accident, nigga started snatching up food. Hey, like, get your bitch ass out of here, nigga. You can't be up in here. This shit be real. Shia LaBeouf crashed it on accident. He's like, nigga, can I get a sandwich? Right up in the Bilderberg group. So what they're trying to do is, you know, to push that plan through, they're creating this new Jim Crow. Okay? This Jim Crow based off of the X-Juice. It's the new X-Juice Jim Crow. that's coming. Y'all have to know. So either your X-Juice, either you got the X-Juice or you didn't get the X-Juice, and they're trying to separate society based on that. They're creating this narrative that has nothing to do with law, because if you go and you challenge it, if most people challenge these things, it won't stand. They can't constitutionally do this, but they understand that you don't know anything about your rights. So there's no way you can enforce them if you don't know them. Period. And this is what they're coming for. They cannot move into a one world order if you niggas are enforcing your rights with the way America is today, the way the American government is today. The system, they can't do it. It's the America is like one of the last obstacles to a global government because of the type of government that we have, the sovereign government that we have being an amalgamation of 50 sovereign states. That's really what they are. So they, the only way they can do it through fear, and then forcing you through fear to give that shit up at the moment's notice, because you so goddamn scared, again, that you gonna melt when a nigga breathe on your ass, that you give it, hey, nigga, whatever, nigga. Fuck freedom, nigga. You done heard that? That's the new, that's the narrative they trying to put up. Fuck your freedom. Right? No. Fuck that. Hey, no, not fuck my freedom, nigga. Fuck your freedom. That's what y'all be, should be saying. But again, if y'all disaggregating and your faint voices in the, you know, in the distance, you guys have no foundation, you have no unity, they don't give a shit. Because they're pushing their narrative on the mainstream TV shows. And then on the social media platforms, they got the nuts or the ovaries of whoever runs those goddamn companies in their hand and squeezing them. That's the other part of being able to freeze of censorship, being able to freeze your ass out and kill off your rights. We don't have to now. We don't have to really take away your rights because corporations run out and run everything that they can. We can have all the corporations take away your rights because they have no obligation to secure your rights. Only the government. But if we put a squeeze on the corporation, they can take away your rights, and we can be like, hey, nigga, I don't know what you talking about. What you talking about, nigga? We ain't did shit. Nigga, we ain't did nothing. Fuck you, nigga. I was watching the game. Nigga, I was watching the game. I don't even know what he's doing. that's the government right there. Acting like, nigga, they don't know shit about them jacking your rights. But they know everything. they engineered all this shit. They coming for them. There's no way they can move into this New World Order system with you having all the power over the government. They can't. They need the government. In every other system, the government has all the power. In all these other systems in the world, the governments have all the power. But they don't here because you are an amalgamation of 50 different sovereign countries. And so all the people of those 50 different sovereign countries, they rule the government. This makeshift government called the federal government, which is just a corporation that was created just to do business with people outside of this of the state. You're supposed to do business with foreign countries and solve disputes between us when we have disputes between us, but you ain't supposed to be able to tell none of us what to do. That's what the American system of government is, and they know they don't have that power, so they need to trick and fear your ass into fucking giving up all your rights, which is working perfectly. Working perfectly. I believe in science. How many motherfucking dumbass people you ever heard talking about, I believe in the science? I believe in the science. What the fuck? What's the science, motherfucker? Ask motherfucker what the science is and sit back and just say, they don't know what the fuck the science is. They have no goddamn idea what they fucking talking about. I believe in the science. Okay, whatever, bitch. You don't know what the fuck the science is, but you believe in the science. Fuck out of here. So, the new Jim Crow, y'all better understand that's what's coming. The only way to get around that is y'all gonna start linking up together with people who are trying to assert their rights, whether they white, black, Asian, plaid, purple, whatever the fuck color they are, nigga, don't matter right now, nigga. Your goddamn rights, freedom, is the most important thing for you right now. Y'all better get that under your dome. Freedom, I'll say it again, freedom is the most important thing to you right now. Because they're coming for it. What do you think they're doing with all that shit? Tagging you and shit. They're shrinking the world, which is the main plan. They have to shrink the world by information, by connection, by population. Make it more manageable. Now, you can't deal with all you fucking crazy ass niggas. We gotta take out some of you niggas. We gotta take some of you niggas out. Hey, nigga, it's too many of you motherfuckers. So, y'all have to understand the major plan. And then they need villains. They need villains in order to put up and pop up and put up here and say, look at this motherfucker. Don't be like him. White, don't be like him. You want to get it. Don't be like this motherfucker, this dumb motherfucker. And so, who they using? Your boy Kyrie. Kyrie, oh my nigga. I saw your Instagram, Kyrie. Hold strong, my dude. Don't let him do it. Kyrie's Aries, man. He got strong conviction. But who knows what they'll do on the subversive to try to make him comply. But Kyrie, there's a couple of Bradley Beal, the dude, something Isaac from the Orlando Magic, and one other person, I think, who's holding out. But You don't see them. You only see the face of Kyrie, right? Because he's the most known cat that they can make a villain out of, right? They can't make villains out of the other dudes. The other dudes, they haven't had a history of being weird and doing weird shit and all this type of shit. But Kyrie, he's so spiritual that Kyrie never complies with the status quo. He's always doing his own thing. So they can change the narrative into this nigga's crazy when he doesn't comply with getting the mandate. It's easy to put him out there, especially if he don't talk. But since he talked the other night, you know, and showed it and gave his narrative, it's a little bit better. But you understand where he's coming from. Kyrie is a super spiritual dude. He's Aries. So, you know, we get real spiritual. But he's a young Aries. And sometimes young Aries, they act before we think about shit. You know what I'm saying? And then we sit back, we ponder, and we say, all right, I got it. I'm going to do it the next time. Sometimes, most of the time, we do it the next time. But, but again, you know, this is where we are. We act, most young Aries react, and then they learn, whereas an older Aries will learn from those reactions and then respond later on. So Kyrie is not into responding yet. He's into reacting. He's moving into that respond thing. But if you understand, if you saw his Instagram, Kyrie's a spiritual dude, very spiritual brother. And he's feeling the pain of a lot of people, man. When you're that spiritual, he's like, there's a disturbance in the force. he's with the force, baby. He feels the force, like Yoda. And so when there's a lot of people in pain, there's a disturbance in the force. You can feel that shit. And he's like, yo, I'm pro-choice. No one should be able to force you to do what the hell you want to do with your body. You take it if you don't take it, whatever. But nobody should force you to take it, and nobody should force you not to take it. That should be your choice. What the fuck? If you do your own goddamn research, figure that shit out for yourself, and then make your own goddamn decision. And so this is where he is. He's with it. And he understands there's so much things more important than basketball. He's like, nigga, this is a game. What you talking? This is a game, nigga. We got real life going on. There's so much real important shit going on in the world right now. This is real life, nigga. And y'all talking about this shit? This is a fucking game. What if this nigga, he takes that and have, and something, you know, he has an allergic reaction? Because it's not 100% that it won't. So what if it does happen and this nigga whole career is fucked off? Who gonna take care of that nigga because of that? You Stephen A. bitch? You gonna take care of the nigga? You gonna start splitting some of that motherfucking $12 million you getting every year? Start flying into Kyrie, nigga? Hell no. But he one of the biggest punk ass voices out there talking shit. But you hold strong, Kyrie, nigga, because basketball is a game. Of making money for what fucking punk ass white billionaires, nigga, and they trying to make you feel guilty about not doing that. You're letting your teammates down. What? Letting my teammates down from what? Playing like a slave for these white motherfuckers? Being court jesters and entertainment for these white motherfuckers to distract you from what the fuck is really going on in the world? Get the fuck out of here. Kyrie knows what's happening. He knows he's a distraction. He's going out there and he's helping the system create a distraction to take your mind off the bullshit. It makes it a lot easier for you to live in society if Kyrie's shaking niggas and finger rolling on niggas. So y'all better understand, that's the goddamn plan right now. They're vilifying this nigga, but Kyrie is on a completely different level. He's on a spiritual level, and he's like, nigga, fuck this shit. This shit ain't gonna be here. Nigga, when I'm finished playing basketball, I still got another fucking 40, 50 years to live, nigga, after I play basketball. This ain't shit. This is motherfucking relatively, what, 10, 15 years of my life? I got an old motherfucking 40 years or 50 years to live after this shit? Man, please. And they're trying to make this seem like it's the most important thing in the world right now. The fuck out of here. So you stay strong, Kyrie. And then they don't tell you about, did you hear about the Atlanta Hawks player was Brandon Goodwin. Go look him up. And this is in his own words, allegedly, after he took the hope. He thought he got a blood clot. Now this is in his own words, on his live. He stringed it. Go look it up. This is Brandon Goodwin. This is of his own. This is an account of his own experience. This is not something he heard. He said, "This is what happened to me." He was healthy before he did it, and then got a blood clot, and now he has to sit out the rest of the year. He has to sit out the whole fucking season because of that. That's very dangerous.
That shit can roll to your heart. You can have a heart attack and die if you exert yourself and that shit moves the wrong way. So he has to sit out a whole goddamn year. So they're not, you don't hear nothing about that. That ain't on CNN. Is that on ESPN? You hear about that shit? No, because they don't want you to know about that side of the game. You can't know about that side of the game. So, again, you got to hold strong. Do what you do for you, whatever it is. Whatever the fuck it is, if you feel you got to do it so you can feed your family, hey, man, can't nobody tell you what you got to do to feed your family. Shit. That's real shit. Ain't nobody tell you what you got to do to feed your family. But detox. If you take that shit, figure out that detox. Go to Ali Muhammad Bey and buy his detox. He has a Hokey detox. Ali Muhammad Bey from Aboriginal, Aboriginal Republic, I forgot what it stands for. Aboriginal Republic, Native American, Natives of America, something like that. But it's ARNA. It's his organization. And it's Ali Muhammad Bey. He sells a detox from the Hokey. So if you do it, then, you know, just make sure it's the best decision for you that you are backed into a corner. I understand. You know, you got to do it because you're backed into a corner. But make sure you find some avenues, some ways to deal with it on your way out. But make sure all of you as well, if you don't want to do it, go to thehealthyamerican.org and get that exemption. Get that damn exemption. Those shits are working. Tell them you get that exemption. Those, they're working. The pastor and his wife, they know law. They've been doing this shit for a minute. Those documents are official. You know I know the law. I done read through them. They look pretty good. So go ahead and get that shit. That shit works. And they're not supposed to be able to deny you that anyway either. Your job can't deny you your religious belief. How the fuck do they? Nigga, you don't believe that. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Get your ass back to work. You don't believe that shit. Who the fuck are you to tell me what the fuck I believe, nigga? Get the fuck out of here. But I think a lot of people are writing up their own exemptions, and they're not looking so good because you don't really know what to say. That's why I go get it professionally done. Says it right on the front. You can have it. It comes with a thing you can have it hanging from your neck. Says it right there, religious exemption in big bright red, and you can have them read it. Say, nigga, if you deny me entry, you can be prosecuted. You can be prosecuted, nigga. I can sue you because you are violating U.S. law. That's title code. That's Title 7 of the Civil Rights Act, 1964 Civil Rights Act. You're violating the law, buddy. So you can show them, and have a lot of people back off. If you're trying to go into a restaurant, you're trying to go into the gym, you're trying to go in whatever, then you use that shit. Trust me, companies don't want to be sued. And make sure that you really understand that, hey, nigga, I'll sue your bitch ass, nigga. Don't get it twisted. And then film it. Make sure if you get denied, if you take a religious exemption anywhere that you want to get in and they deny you, pull out your camera and start filming and make sure you get them denying you on camera. Because if you do want to sue them, because that is against the law for them to deny you entry because of that. And then you want to sue them, motherfucker, bring that film to court, bam. Promise you, nobody want to be, they don't want to be fucking getting filmed for denying you entry. I promise you that shit. So figure that shit out. Y'all got to get gangster in this motherfucker because they about to get gangster on you. This is coming, man. This is no game. It's about to get way worse on this shit before it get better because they think y'all niggas are some punk-ass bitches. They do. They think y'all some punk-ass bitches. Y'all ain't going to fight back. Y'all don't know shit about the law. Y'all don't know shit about government, nigga. And y'all proving them right over and over and over and over again by them being able to push bullshit about the government and law, and you like, okay, I believe that shit. So you prove them right every goddamn time. This motherfucker is Idiocracy, another movie y'all need to go see. Idiocracy, when the dumbest motherfucker, he wasn't the dumbest motherfucker, but he was a dumb motherfucker, right? He was just an average dumb motherfucker. Fell asleep, woke up in the future, and everybody was so stupid, he became the smartest person in the world. Just an average dumb motherfucker. He ain't no shit. But because everybody else in the world was so goddamn stupid, this motherfucker was the smartest person in the world. This is who we in right now. We in Idiocracy.
Go look up. Go watch that goddamn movie. So I have a right here. I just want to shout out real quick. I have a punk-ass bitch list, a punk-ass bitch coon list, because these niggas are getting on my nerves. Usually I don't be shouting these bitch-ass niggas out. I don't shout out motherfuckers like this. However, I want everybody to look out for these motherfuckers, and y'all need to bring the heat to these people who are trying to bring the heat on people for exercising their rights, for exercising their right of choice, of personal choice. And they're jumping on these people, and they're jumping on their own people. This is a funny thing. They've gotten our own people to do it because they know if they do it, then they're gonna get vilified. They're gonna be smashed in the public eye. But you trying to jump on, you trying to talk some shit about melanated people. How the fuck you gonna tell melanated people what to do when you know the government has fucked melanated people over since the beginning of time? But so they get the niggas in here. Well, I know we've been fucked over before, but this is different. This is different. You need to do it for the help of them. You see what's happening in the hood. You see what's happening to our people. How dare you? And they tried to jump on bitch Ron. This is the only time. Like, nigga, he took it, but he didn't tell everybody else to take it. He's like, make your own choice. And they tried to jump on that nigga for that. So I'm gonna give him a pop out for that. Because he didn't come out and say, look, everybody else do it. But he know what, you know, the reputation of, or because he's such a public high profile figure, that him just the knowledge of him getting out there taking it, it will influence somebody. So he knows just that on the loan, which is why he pulled back and like, look, I got it for me and my family. I ain't gonna tell nobody else to do it. That's it. That's all I'm talking about. Okay? But they're getting all these other people. Then they got somebody to jump on him, to talk shit about him for not pushing it. Stephen bitch ass Smith. So here's my little list right here. Y'all find, look, and this is just a short list. This is just the people I've seen within the last week. If y'all know somebody else that goes on this bitch list, please send it to me. Increase the bitch list. Write all these niggas' names. You start getting at these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers need to be shamed out. They need to be hokey shamed. Or they're trying to do the hokey shame against us, but you need to be they need to be hokey shamed. So here's my list. Bitch ass niggas. Stephen Bitch Smith, known as Stephen A. Smith. Kareem Bitch Dual Jabbar, which is my nigga, he an Aries, but right now, nigga. Kareem Bitch Duels Jabbar. Shannon Bitch Ass Sharp. Skip. I'm going to take a skip because you said take a skip. So if you take a skip, you know I'm going to take a skip because I got to do everything that you do, skip. So Shannon Bitch Ass Sharp. Mark Lamont Bitch Ass Hill. This motherfucker is just coon the fuck off. I mean, goddamn. If you go watch any of this nigga's interviews, go watch the interview he did with RZA Islam. Where he was basically misrepresenting shit that RZA Islam was saying. Like, RZA Islam completely would explain some shit, and then he would go, that doesn't really make any sense. Nigga, make perfect sense. Nigga, stop bullshitting. You try to confuse your audience because you know that your audience may not be as smart as you guys up on the panel. So if I say some confusing shit right after RZA says it, then that's going to confuse their mind. Fuck you, nigga. Mark LaBitch Hill. Here's another hill. Nick the Hills. Jamel, or as I heard somebody call it, Aunt Jemima Hill, Aunt Jemima Jamel Hill, that bitch is crazy. Shaquille Bitch Neal, this motherfucker, they need to fire Kyrie, they need Jay, get rid of Kyrie, I don't need this, he don't need to be on the goddamn show at all, fuck Kyrie, all right, nigga, really? Get your bitch ass out of here, Shaq. And let me tell you right now, nigga, any one of you niggas, I would say this to your face. Tell you that right now. I would say I'd absolutely say this to your fucking face. So, nigga, anybody wants to smoke, that's all I'm going to say. Don Sweet Tea Lemon. You already know this nigga's a punk-ass bitch. Punk, straight punk-ass bitch. After Joe Rogan interviewed Sanjay Gupta and got Sanjay Gupta to admit that he didn't take horse dewormer, got the nigga to admit because CNN was putting that bullshit out all day. He's like, nigga, stop bullshitting. Tell the truth. I didn't take no goddamn horse dewormer, nigga. I got it prescribed from a goddamn doctor, nigga, that a billion people are taking it, nigga. Over a billion people are taking this shit. And y'all trying to misrepresent and said I took some horse dewormer. Fuck y'all, nigga. Why you working for that company? Well, they shouldn't have said that. He's like, nah, nigga, nah. Why you working for that company, nigga, if you know they lying? Because he part of the bullshit-ass lie, nigga. That's why. Sanjay Gupta is a part of the lie mech, the lie machine. That nigga was in the goddamn movie. What was that movie? Damn.
What was the movie that nigga was in with Larry Fishburne? What's the movie, y'all? When they invented the term contagion, thanks. They invented the term social distancing in that movie. That's where the term came from. And this nigga was the one who put that shit out there. Him and Larry Fishburne. Who was supposed to be the head of, I guess, the cat, dog, cat. So, you understand, dude. He a part of the mechanism. But, so he goes on there. And so what happens is, Gupta has to clean up his interview, right? Because Joe Rogan blazed him. So he got to go on Don Lemon and clean it up. And act like, well, I didn't really say. And then Don Lemon, you really didn't misrepresent because there is horse dewormer and people are taking it. And but get your bitch ass out of here. You know that's not what he did. Fuck Don Lemon, nigga. Bitch ass Don Lemon. Sonny Hoffman on The View. Fuck you, bitch. I don't need to see the Joe Rogan interview because I don't need to see lies or some shit. I don't need to see crazy people. I don't need to see an interview with crazy people because Joe Rogan's crazy. Fuck you, bitch. Get your bitch ass out of here. That's why Kamala Harris made you look stupid and said that you tested positive when she came on the show. That's what your karma get, bitch. Two more. Don Cheadle. Fuck you, nigga. Don Cheadle, he said he talked crazy to the girl who's supposed to be Black Panther, the new Black Panther. Her name's Shiri in the movie, but Tamika something, I forgot her name, but you know, but she just said, I don't have enough information to take it. Boom, boom. Basically what everybody else said. You will take it, that's fine for you. I don't have enough information to take it. Bam, bam, bam. Then they tried to come out and say she was pushing it all on the set of Black Panther. She was pushing the anti-hokey narrative on the Black Panther. So then Don Cheadle comes out and shits on her, not knowing if that's true or not. Letitia Wright, that's her name. Letitia Wright. So, fuck Don Cheadle. All these niggas that they getting to go against their own people. For just being hesitant. Like, nigga, wait, nigga, hold up. That shit ain't 100% effective, nigga. 100% of the people take it don't nothing happen to them. That ain't a real thing. So hold up if I'm apprehensive a little bit, nigga, till I see what happened to you niggas. All you niggas who was ready to capitulate right off the bat, I got to see what happened to you niggas first. But they're getting vilified for it. Letitia Wright, I'm with you, girl. I don't know if I want you to be Black Panther. that's a whole different thing. But I got your back on this. And the last one, Joy Reid, MSNBC. Fuck you too, bitch. You've been cooning for so goddamn long. You've been trying to look like, you've been trying to be getting to the white circle ever since you got on MSNBC. And you look like a regular sister. You've been changing yourself, trying to get white hair, trying to get white clothes, trying to look white as fuck. So they accept your ass. Because you knew goddamn well you were looking too goddamn African, and they was like, bitch, we don't know. You ain't got the right look for our show. You look way too goddamn African, bitch. We might get you the fuck out of here. So she started changing her shit up. Now she all in full complaint. Fuck that bitch. Fuck all these people who are trying to hokey shame. And that's why I'm saying fuck you. I don't know what else you do in your life, but because you're trying to hokey shame everybody else and trying to force them to make a decision that they're not comfortable with, fuck you. Seriously. So that's weird. That's the shame. That's the hokey shame list. If y'all got more people, please add them to the list. I don't know who is that. One of the parents is Nigerian. She is African. So see, she was looking too African. She was looking too African on the show for them white motherfuckers who watch MSNBC. They like, bitch, you better soften the fuck up. You better start looking like some of these white motherfuckers. She starts dying her hair and shit, changing her hair. She got all and like this. So that's my list of bitch ass niggas. The coon list. So as I told you, the American government is the only obstacle. And did y'all hear about the other part of the plan, as they're trying to take your rights away, the other part of taking your rights away? So did y'all hear about this? That's the government. They want to watch your bank account. They want to monitor your bank account for transactions over $600. Who don't have, most people, I know some people may not have no money. Oh, Terrence, appreciate you, brother. I know most people may not have, you know, they may not deal in transactions like there. A lot of people don't. But there are a lot of people, regular people, who do transactions of $600 all day. $600 is nothing. If I'm a personal trainer, that's nothing. As a personal trainer or a hairdresser or somebody, just regular people, $600? For everything that you deposit over $600, $600 and over, the government wants to look into your bank account. They can scan your shit to see what's in that bitch. They're proposing this law right now. It's not solidified, so y'all better get on these niggas about it. This is ridiculous. And they just think, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. Then they say, oh, we don't know if the $600 thing will last. We may move it up to something like a few thousand. Still, fuck you, nigga. No. Then there, every business, at least 80% of the businesses that are established do transactions over $600. Every goddamn, most people who are considered themselves middle class, they make deposits of $600 at least. They're trying to look into every single person's goddamn bank account. And they say, see if you're doing, you're running from the IRS, or you're doing IRS fraud, or you're not fully reporting what you're supposed to the IRS, when taxes are illegal anyway. Just so y'all know, there is no law that requires you to pay income tax. Not one. No goddamn law that requires you to pay income tax. Now, y'all haven't seen that. I told you about the movie America from Freedom to Fascism. Go look it up. It's on YouTube right now. Aaron Russo broke the whole shit down. He hit all them goddamn politicians up and said, show me the law that requires me to pay taxes. And none of these niggas can pull it up. Not even the director of the IRS. The director of the IRS could not show this nigga the law that required him to pay taxes. So there is no law that requires you to pay taxes. It was ruled against in the Supreme Court case, Eisner versus McComber. The case said, so basically they would say that the 16th Amendment is what authorizes the government to tax you. However, in the Supreme Court case, Eisner versus McComber, the Supreme Court said that the 16th Amendment didn't give any new taxing power to the government. So that basically means that if you didn't have the power to tax individual people on their income or their wages before the 16th Amendment, you don't have that power after the 16th Amendment. So there is no law that requires you to pay taxes. However, the government wants to look into your goddamn bank account for every $600 transaction to report it to the IRS. Y'all see the fuckery that's coming down? This is strict, man. The police state is about to be on full smash, and they're going to put it down hardcore and try to make everybody who don't comply, whatever the fuck you may have got hokey with, who knows, if you don't go along with it, who knows, they can take you out. You don't know. Oh, you ain't with the shit? Well, put the switch on. Your ass start jiggling, nigga. All right, that's another nigga gone. But this is the plan. More intrusion into your everyday life. They don't have a right to be looking into your goddamn bank account. But you know what? You don't watch the news. You don't watch C-SPAN. You don't watch none of this shit. You don't see what the government is doing. So they're able to slip these laws past you on a constant basis because you're too busy on Instagram or on fucking TikTok or YouTube watching me. But watching me, you're going to fucking learn how to get your shit out of this. But you're watching motherfucking all kind of shit on YouTube. You're doing all kind of, you're so goddamn distracted, you don't give a shit about what your rights are. You just want to live in a nice, happy place. But this place is nice and happy and organized because of the laws. If you don't know those, then they can just rip this shit up and recreate whatever the fuck they want. Some shit that's not conducive to your life. Conducive to the goddamn, to the main dude. Yeah, nigga, this is my shit. But not, what the fuck what you talking about?
Nigga, this is my shit now, nigga. Hey, you had it.
Thanks. I appreciate it, nigga. I appreciate you, nigga. So, y'all better understand, this is the major fuckery that's coming down. So go look, go wherever you got to do, your politicians. If you're still a 14th Amendment citizen, you're still in the system, you can go lobby them goddamn politicians to stop them from looking into your bank accounts. IRS is not a real organization. It's a private organization, a Delaware corporation called the Internal Revenue Tax and Audit Service, a Delaware corporation. It's a private corporation. They don't have any right to be looking into your shit unless the government, which is another private corporation, authorizes them to do it. And so you better go take control of these contracts that you have with these corporations. Otherwise, they're just allowed to run them up within your life and your shit. Learn the goddamn law. y'all gonna fuck with that law by the time y'all finish with me. Because I'm telling y'all ain't got shit if you don't. Your life is fucked. If y'all don't learn some of these goddamn laws to keep your freedoms in place, nigga, you have no freedom. Nigga, freedom ain't guaranteed to your ass, nigga. Are you crazy? You know how many motherfuckers had to fight for freedom before you sat and just like nigga, you rolled up in it with like a nice little blanket, nigga. You rolled up in the little freedom blanket, nigga. You know how many motherfuckers had to die for this shit in the world, nigga? Millions upon hundreds of millions of people have died to fight for freedom. Like your bitch ass sitting back acting like nigga, it's an extra loaf of bread, nigga, that's gone stale and you don't need. Nigga, throw that shit out. Ooh, get that shit to the birds. No, your freedoms are not an extra loaf of stale bread, nigga. No. It's the only bread that you got, nigga. It's the only food that you really got, nigga. That's going to keep your ass alive, nigga. So figure that shit out. Last thing I want to talk about, a couple two last things. Dave Chappelle. The alphabet soup is coming at him. Goddamn alphabet soup. They're coming. They're coming. They're trying to stage a walkout. But the head of Netflix said, nigga, I ain't taking it off. I'm not taking it down, bitches. Now what? So they want to stage a walkout. The trans niggas at the trans niggas, and that's what I mean. The trans niggas at Netflix want to stage a goddamn walkout. And so they said, if you're trans now, why? If you're trans, we're gonna walk out on this shit. So they say, Dave Chappelle, yeah, we're not gonna deal with this injustice against us. What the fuck are you talking about? How the fuck, when the fuck did you become being talked about, being made jokes, being made fun of? Everybody in the goddamn world can be made fun of, except you. The fuck out of here. When the fuck did you become above jokes? This is the bullshit that's going down. These motherfuckers are the real bullies. But this is also, they're letting this shit go on because it's a way to cite, to stifle. That's the word. To stifle your voice, your First Amendment, given right to speak, because it's through you speaking now through corporations, and these people who are on these corporations, if they get loud enough to these corporations, and they make the corporation feel like they have some liability from supporting your voice, they'll cut you off. Your First Amendment rights are gone. So this is how the government is doing it now. Everything that you thought you had as a right, because now you rely on corporations for everything, all they have to do now is put the smash down on a corporation to take every fucking right that you got. That's it. It's that fucking easy. Unless you fight back, because they really don't have the power to do this type of shit. You gotta fight. You gotta fucking start fighting back, nigga. Y'all gotta start getting your 52 blocks on. you start getting your goddamn your crane technique, nigga. Whatever the fuck, you gotta go back to your whatever the fuck you gotta do, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gotta start doing all your shit, your law, your legal martial arts. I'm telling you, and you gotta get together to do it. Individually doing that shit, sorry, it's not gonna have much power. It may have some force for you and your family, but as far as us truly coming out of this shit, they'll let you do one thing while they press 10 million other motherfuckers into doing what they want. They're like, fine, well, you nigga, you sleep past the shit. All right, fine, nigga. But these 10 million niggas, y'all ain't going nowhere. Go get the shit. So is, again, it's going to be us learning what we need to do, but doing it together, y'all. So, because the Alphabet Soup is hardcore. They out here acting like they've been the most vilified and persecuted motherfucking people in the history of goddamn the beginning of the time. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Nobody hanging y'all niggas and burning y'all from trees and shit throughout history. When the fuck did that happen? When motherfuckers had hanging parties for the whole goddamn town where they barbecued and shit and watched you motherfuckers hang. And it was sanctioned by the goddamn government. When the fuck did that happen, nigga? When did they flood a whole city of you niggas to wipe y'all out? Huh? Tell me that shit. Because y'all full of shit with this goddamn, we're going to march and we're going to overcome and this and that. And they steal, and all they do is steal. Oh, man, appreciate you. Who is that? Christina, appreciate you. And they, all they do is steal everything that you got. When did they start using Trans Lives Matter? Come up with your own shit. If y'all so goddamn, if you so goddamn persecuted and you feel, and you, you know, you so goddamn down and out and you feel so goddamn degraded in society, nigga, why can't you come up with your own shit? That type of energy should yield your own goddamn creative slogans. Why the fuck are you stealing somebody else's shit? Trans Lives Matter. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. All they do is steal all motherfucking, this, tell you, this is what Dave Chappelle was talking about. These are just really Caucasian men, really. Mostly in the trans, the women who change over to men is much smaller than men who change to women in that group. And so you're talking about mostly Caucasian men who feel that they're losing power in society, and this is another way that they can gain that power. Nigga, get the fuck out of here. This is the bullshit. This is the smash that's coming, and they allow this to happen because it's a way of taking your goddamn freedoms away without you being able to point at the government doing it. Oh, you got to say, well, it's society, cancel culture. Well, who laid the road, nigga, for the cancel culture train to run the bus to drive on? That's the government. Oh, man. Appreciate you. That tech, the blaze, appreciate you. So y'all better understand. I appreciate everybody who sent in the super chat. Man, if I ain't able to see what y'all got going on, the screen is small. Eyes is bad. Well, not bad. My contacts aren't great. So I won't be able to see most of y'all what y'all leave, but I appreciate everybody who leaves the super chat. Thank y'all. But man, what we got to do is start riding for nature. You understand that? We got to start pushing for nature. I don't see any of that out here. Anybody riding on the nature train? Like, nigga, we got to start doing nature campaigns because if we don't ride for nature, then they'll just let this shit thing, like this alternative world and life, just lay over the real one. That's what they do. They lay artificial shit over the real shit. Again, how Dave Chappelle said, every motherfucker who's in that movement, you came through the legs of the divine feminine or the womb, because they try to get technical. Well, all of us weren't born through the vagina. Some of us were C-section. Well, okay, bitch, you came through the goddamn womb of the divine feminine, every single person on this goddamn planet. And so don't you think if the nature meant it to be that way, men would be able to have babies? And women would be able to fertilize, eggs if nature wanted it to be that way? Which is how your ass got here. But no, hey, no, I know it got me here. But now it's a mistake. Because it got me here, but it didn't get me here how I wanted. Fuck that. No, I wanted a coupe. You gave me an SUV. Fuck you, nature. I want to go back to what I was doing. Give me my fucking coupe. I want my coupe now. So this is how they fucking do this shit. They just throw a fucking Karen tantrum at nature. This is what they do. Because they weren't happy with how they put what nature gave them. They throwing a Karen tantrum at nature. Give me my shit back. Fuck this. I don't even drive an SUV. I want my coupe. So, again, we got to start riding for nature. Bitch, nature gave you a fucking SUV, bitch. Get your ass up to the mountains and drive up to the goddamn mountain. Do the fuck you need to do in that SUV. You can go to the store in an SUV. You can do whatever the fuck you got to do in an SUV, bitch. To figure out what you need, why you got an SUV. So, let's start riding for nature. Nature campaigns. Whatever the fuck. If you got a platform, let's start pushing that. The divine masculine with the divine feminine. This ain't nothing against what y'all doing. Y'all want to ride for what y'all doing? Okay, nigga, well, I'm going to ride for my motherfucking people then, nigga. I'm going to ride for nature. The divine feminine linked with the divine masculine, because that's how you get life. That's how life perpetuates in the universe, nigga. And that's how nature meant it to be. Now, again, like I said before, if you lived the past life and you came here, you were masculine, you were the divine masculine in the past life, and you came here, and now you're the divine feminine, but you still feel energy from that past life. Of course, you're gonna not be able to understand that in your mind, in the head. You're gonna feel a certain way. But again, this is school. You came here and manifested in this form for a reason. Learn what that is. Not so that you can go take the car back because you mad that you didn't get a motherfucking coupe. It don't work that way. Nature don't make mistakes like that. Whatever the fuck it is, it's supposed to be. I know you think it makes mistakes, but it's not. It's supposed to be. If it's here, it's supposed to be here. So, again, go figure out why you manifest in this energy, not just be trying to give it in, just throw the towel in. But I'm going to start riding for my goddamn team, which is the Nature team. I'm gonna ride for nature, nigga. Nature's God. All around the universe, nigga. The natural forces that bring about life and consciousness in the universe, I'm riding for that. God damn it. Because all you niggas there who hate on it, it bought your bitch ass here. So everybody, you gotta start doing this campaign because you need a counteractive energy to what they're doing. If they just allow to ride, then nigga, eventually, nigga, that should have pushed your shit right on out the face. You start seeing everybody around here, nigga, talking about being gender flexing and shit. No, nigga, how the fuck we supposed to ensure life in this bitch?
Well, I go to the opposite sex when I need to, but you know, I just want to, you know.
All right, nigga, if you want to do all that shit, then great, nigga. But don't call yourself this when nature made you that. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You can sit here and do that. Hey, nigga, do your dipping how you want to do your dipping. Okay, nigga, that's on you. Whatever the fuck that lesson is for you in this life, that's on you. However, nigga, for you to try to change what nature is, nigga, in essence, from fundamentally what nature is, it's not going to work for you. I promise you that. Your ass will get extinct first. Nature is going to survive. It's going to be here. It's going to keep going. It's going to keep persisting, nigga, whether you get with the program or not. So, hey, all my people, my nature people. we riding on the nature team. So here's my movie list. I'm about to go fast because I've been talking too goddamn long and I'm ready and I'm hungry. So get ready, goddamn movie and TV show recommendations. Here we go. Clash of the Titans. The first one. The real one. 1982. Go look that shit up. Look at that city. They're in Sumeria. It's all about the Sumerian, ancient Sumerian history, Anunnakis and all that shit. Go look that shit. Go watch that movie. When Perseus goes to the city of Joppa, I think this motherfucker is in. It's a Sumerian city. You can see Anunnakis and shit carved all over the place. It's crazy. So, Clash of the Titans, the 13th Warrior. That deals with some Moors, but also deals with this being Melchizedek that you'll see in the Bible, who's mysteriously at the beginning of the Bible, then all the way at the end of the Bible. Melchizedek. Go look up the story of Melchizedek. Melchizedek at the beginning of the Bible, all the way at the end of the Bible. But this also dealt with the Moors, Christianity. The 13th Warrior. TV show Grimm. Grimm is one of the best shows of all time. One of my top five shows, Grimm. You know what I'm saying? Grimm is a great goddamn show. I watch that show every year just because. I'll binge watch that show every year just because it's goddamn good. Whole lot of information dealing with Illuminati, symbolism, all kind of shit they was breaking off in Grimm. Oh, man, who's that? Camille, appreciate you. So watch Grimm. Charmed. Both Charmed. The old Charmed and the new one. The new one ain't as good, but it's still breaking off some shit. And you got the Mexicans and the sisters as the new ladies in there. So in case you don't want to see just all Caucasian ladies on screen, this one has the Hispanic ladies and the sisters as the three witches or whatever. So go watch Kurt. Whole lot of information, esoteric information being broken down. Fate. So this one is on Netflix. Fate, the Winx Saga. This, I think, was a cartoon, but they turned it into a TV show. I had no idea what the cartoon was. Just saw the show, go watch that shit. Go watch Fate, the Winx, W-I-N-X, Saga. Cursed, that's also on there. I think Cursed deals with, I think that's another version of the Arthur, of King Arthur. Go watch that shit. The Shannara Chronicles, that came on MTV. That deals with the evil dude in that. It's called the Dagdemore. He's the evil sorcerer. He's called the Dagdemore, right? All right, you got to see how the evil niggas in this motherfucker. The Dagdemore, the Shannara Chronicles. Go watch that shit. Bone and Shadow, that came on HBO, I think, about a few months ago. Go watch that. Bone and Shadow. That's an ill show right there. The Order, that's also on Netflix. That deals with this secret society order in the school that deals with, I ain't gonna tell you, go watch that shit. The Order deals with all kinds of, you know, esoteric magic and symbolism and all that type of shit. I'm telling you this, you gotta watch this stuff, the symbolism that they've taken and they've, you know, they just flipped and switched into some different shit. Like, you know, they changed all of what the actual true symbolism was and changed it into this spooky, mystic, you know, not mysticism, but horror type of stuff. But, you know, what it really was, you know, representing the all the frequencies of nature. And then these comes out of the different cultures that we had in the past. So go watch that. Go watch that show. The Order. It's two seasons. So go watch The Order. Eyes Wide Shut. I know you already heard about that. That deals with the freaky shit in Hollywood, the little secret societies that they be doing in Hollywood. Came out with, who was that, Stanley Kubrick. Oh, man, appreciate you, Stacey. Hey, man, love you, girl, appreciate it. So that deals with Stanley Kubrick and the secret sex cult that leads into all this other shit. Go watch Eyes Wide Shut. Do it today. You wouldn't want to know. Dragon Slayer. I did the documentary on the Face of the Dragon. If you haven't seen that documentary, that's my documentary. Go watch Face of the Dragon. It talks about how we became dragon and Phoenix Moors. But they'll show that in this movie, The Dragon Slayer. They say Dragon Moor in that damn movie four times. That's where I heard it first when I was a long time ago, when I was a little youngster. I went to that movie by myself, y'all, when it came out as a youngster. That's how gangster I was. Went to that movie by myself. But they said Dragonmore four times in that damn movie. Also, that's the movie where they got Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones came from that movie, Dragon Slayer. The writer was named R.R. Martin. He talks about how he was a big fan of this movie. And Tyrion and a lot of the names that he got for the Game of Thrones characters came out of this movie. Lucifer, TV show, Netflix, bringing up a whole lot of shit. Now, Lucifer, or the devil, is not what you think it is. When you go to hell, hell is not what you think it is, not somebody down there torturing your ass. Hell is basically the guilt that you live with, that you die with, the things that you should have done, that you might have wanted to do. You basically are living that over and over, your guilt over and over again, basically called purgatory. And so it shows you that in that show. And also, it breaks the whole shit off. Now, Lucifer never lies and all this type of stuff. He's the light bearer and all that. Man, go watch that show. Really, they did their research on a lot of this bad damn, the history or the information, the knowledge behind that shit. So go watch that. From Hell. Oh, man. From Hell, that's with Johnny Depp. That's about the Jack the Ripper and how Jack the Ripper was really... he was a mason. Man, go watch that shit. That's when the Hughes brothers got blackballed for that movie because they showed too much information in that movie. They weren't supposed to show all that Masonic stuff in that movie. From Hell with Johnny Depp. Here's a few more. Fear Street on Netflix. I told you about that before. Fear Street, 1978. And Fear Street 1666. Now remember, 1666 is when they created the Sabbatai V cult, which became the Jacob Frank cult, which is now Don May. It's called the Don May cult, and this is where they do all this freaky shit in this cult. where they do everything opposite evil because they believe that evil, that so many people are doing good in the world that they have to do all and use up all the evil energy in the world so that the Messiah will come back and save the world. So these niggas think that doing evil is good. Go back, what is Eddie Murphy?
Evil is good.
In Vampire in Brooklyn,
evil is good.
So that's what them niggas believe. But history, 1666, that's the one that actually breaks off all the shit with the symbolism, the devil shit. And, oh man, go watch that shit right now. But the first episode of it, make sure when you're watching the credits before this comes on, watch slow each. Pause each one for the every time it goes to a different frame. Pause each frame and look up the symbolism in each frame. That shit goes by so fast, but it'll probably take you 20 minutes just to get to the opening credits because they drop so much symbolism in that shit.
Merlin, that's also on Netflix. That's the British one with the golden dragon. They holding down in the intelligent, wise golden dragon. They holding him captive after they took over his land and shit. Man, go watch that shit. The British version, Merlin. The Dark Crystal. That's an old shit that they brought back around on Netflix. Go watch The Dark Crystal, please. That's really breaking it off. The Dark Crystal? Nigga. Go watch that shit. King Kong versus Godzilla, the first one. The second one was just a gangster MMA UFC tag team, without the tag team niggas. That's all that was. Part two was just a wrestling match, which is the gangster UFC match. But part one broke down all the science on who Godzilla and this being that Godzilla was fighting was. Y'all better go see that shit. The dragon that he was fighting in that movie, in the first movie. Go watch that shit. Dark City. Thank you. That's another one. Somebody put that in there. Dark City. Y'all don't know Dark City? Fuck. Y'all have got to go watch Dark City. Dark City is no joke. The dude who did Dark City, I want y'all to look up a dude named David Goyer. Go to IMDb and look up David S. Goyer and look at all the shit that nigga wrote. He wrote Dark City. But go watch, I want you to go look up him, look up everything that David S. Goyer wrote and go watch that shit. You understand? Look up all the shit. You be like, damn, that nigga wrote that shit? Oh, nigga, that nigga wrote that shit? Man, watch everything David S. Goyer wrote. He's an occultist. He's a mason. He puts all of that shit about the Moors and the man, all that shit in his damn show. So go watch. Go look up David S. Goyer, G-O-Y-E-R, Goyer, on IMDb and look up all the movies he made. But, Kong versus Godzilla, and the last one that I have on Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. That breaks off the Phoenix, the Dragon, all of that. That's the real movie that's breaking off the Phoenix and the Dragon and the knowledge and the secret knowledge that we handed over the keys to the to the Moors. Basically, the Phoenix Moors had to give over the knowledge. Go watch that shit. But if you want the symbolism in it, watch Face of the Dragon, because I break down the symbolism of it in Face of the Dragon, if you really want the symbolism. Just for watching the movie, go watch it. And the main one you want to watch, the main part, is the end with the Phoenix fights the dragon at the end. The Phoenix and the goddamn snake. Come on, man. You can't get more fucking blatant than that. They put it right in the goddamn movie, the Phoenix and the Dragon. So we'll watch that. That's all I got. That's all the movies I got for y'all. Goddamn, that's more, but I didn't want to put. I wasn't about to sit up here and go through a goddamn hour full of movies with y'all. So appreciate y'all, man. Make sure that y'all go out and cop the great book, Melody and Research. If y'all want the Police Stop Law Package for free, you got to get the hard copy. That's at realnatters.com. If you just want it by itself, make sure you go to knowyourrightsfoundation.org. So we got the two volumes, like I told you, Volume 1 and Volume 2, you can see the difference in the flashcards, how they look. One has the Constitution, the other has our logo on it. So make sure y'all get over there and cop that. Make sure you get your constitutional rights cards. Make sure you get constitutional rights cards, get your qualified immunity notices, all of that stuff that you're going to need to start learning this goddamn law, because as I just explained through this whole shit, that's your only way out.
Freedom ain't free. You got to work for that shit. And on that note, I'm going to holler at you later. Deuce.
Peace.
After 22 years on the force, a Washington state...
All or nothing, you get the absolute.
So how come this story is like, never-ending story?
Yeah.
Where nothing come to take over?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, our nothing, there's two kind of nothing. There was a nothing, our nothing, the real nothing takes over this shit here and it disappears this illusionary world. Their nothing was taken over, which this means that actuality that the original being stopped believing in Fantasia. So, yeah, so what we're talking about is Fantasia, basically. With the never-ending story, that's the Fantasia is what we're talking about here. I don't know if we set up this fairy tale land, but it's just a glimpse of paradise. So the nothing there was... The people not created created a nothing that was against Fantasia. And basically that's that amnesia that we've been going through years and years, just locking ourselves down by thinking we human instead of the gods, or instead of the chaos beings.
That's hitting in the head,
getting hit in the head. Getting hit in the head, here high in my belt.
So what exactly was Fantasia?
That's the paradise. Fantasia, that's the paradise.
Yeah, I can say that.
The one, the world to come. That which was in the beginning shall be in the end.
But the people had to believe in that in order to fit in the demon.
That's right. We have to believe in that now to do it. And the reason why it was having problems because the people didn't believe in it in so many words. Yeah. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Remember, let me show you what it is, because this is there's a mystery in that movie that you can't get if you really don't know what's going on. Remember now, Fantasia was a little-ass little light after the shit fell apart. They said, but it can be again. But they said the only reason why it was fucking up, because the little boy did not believe that he had the key, just like us. He didn't have... believe that he had the key, and that's one of the main reasons why it was leaving. And what happened? They said he got the key a long time ago. All he got to do is say the true name. They said his mother gave him the true name years ago, so you're thinking, what is this name the mother gave him before she named his ass? The true name was him. I am that I am. All he had to do was say his own goddamn name. You get it? Fantasia was in his damn head. See, I couldn't figure it out at first. All analytical. I said, she said, the little boy, Fantasia's gone, but he just cannot believe that he is the one. His mother gave him the true name or something like that. Long ago. Well, I was like, what is the damn true word, the true name? She named his ass. It was his name. All he had to do was say his own self and stuff. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's an awesome movie, boy. That damn never-ending story. As a matter of fact, you got to watch it again just to get some more and more of the gist of it. It's really something else. But they got a movie, Dragonflight. You got to see that one. Because in the movie Dragonflight, it's about the same thing. The men stop believing that the real world or the world to come was real. And they're dealing with this world here. So they said that we're going to set it off on an alternative side so they can get it later on. One guy said, I'm going to whip their ass until they get the shit now. And so they had one guy, which is like the little boy on this side. He was the hero. And when he went over to the other side, he went into the fantasy world and got turned into a dragon. And when he got turned into a dragon, he said, "How can I breathe fire?" They say, "Look in the back of your mouth and put your tongue back." They say, "There's a symbol back there." And they say, "Whenever you breathe air, it hits that symbol, and that damn that symbol turns into fire." That was the pineal gland it was talking about. Shit is bad. It's called dragon flight. You know, dragon flight. It's all in the children movie. It's like when I was in New York, it was like, you know, I got some brothers. There's some young brothers. And they want to know, talk is cheap. What can you say they need to do? This is the damn nigga was telling me. What can you say? They want to know what you black, the older generation, because all of a sudden I'm an older generation, well, I guess so. All I'm 36. They want to know what you going to do, what should they do? Give them something. What should they do to get them involved, or to let them know that, you know, that this is all real. So people and all that were saying, you know, this here, we go out and talk to them and activity and all that kind of shit. I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm tired of that shit. Fuck them goddamn niggas. I ain't talking to no motherfucking youth. I ain't going to no goddamn youth rally. Fuck them motherfuckers. I see them, I shoot them in the goddamn head. I say, what you need to do to them son of a bitches is take them to a goddamn comic book store like all the other motherfucking crackers around the world and let them learn some goddamn real deal mythology by going and getting some of the shit and the juice that these white people getting, and fuck all that old youth and talking to the motherfuckers and buying them cotton candy and all that old bullshit. Put some smart in their goddamn head. I say, so that's what y'all motherfuckers need to be doing, is take them motherfuckers to the damn place where they got these little white people and expand their fucking mind, because I don't give a damn how much we feel good and how youthful they are and soldier and all that kind of shit. They ain't nothing if they ain't got nothing in their brain. They're not even worth living. They're not even worth living. And that's from the hee-haw to the bourgeois, that's from the goddamn 8 to 80 blind, cripple, or crazy. It don't have shit to do with youth or whatever. It's got somebody, got something in your damn head. That's what this shit is about. Spirituality is thought. Not no motherfucking feeling. So fuck the youth. Fuck the grandmama. Fuck them all. We only talking about the ones that got some shit in their damn head. I don't care how good they are. They don't live. They are not even existing until they get the thought to come up in this shit and make it real. You see? Give me some more questions.
Brother, sister, Melvin, what's going on? It's Brother Wisdom. All right, someone asked the question on the channel, how do you tap into, or how do you make contact with the ancestors through your meditation? Or basically the question was, how do you make contact with the ancestors? Okay. The main thing that we need to remember is thought. Thought is the main key that connects to the ancestral energy. It's your thought. All right? Knowing that you are the bloodline of the ancestors, as well as you are the instrument or the being that the ancestors see as a way of carrying out what they had already prepared for us. Okay? So, you know, it's, you know, I prepare you a way. You know, now you just follow this way that I prepared. You know, you can just follow this road that was prepared by the ancestors. Okay. It's all about your thought, okay? Remember, your thoughts travel 477 trillion miles per second. So it's all about the thought pattern. And when you're going into your meditative state, what you're doing is you're saying within, I'm tapping into ancestral energy, all right? That's the first thing you want to do, all right? You want to, in your meditation, you want to tap into ancestral energy. Okay, as you go into your meditation. And it's important that you say that with to yourself, I'm tapping into ancestral energy, because this is the energy
that provides you with the power of the ancestors. Okay? This is the energy that provides you with the power of the ancestors. Okay? Highly important that you say this. I'm moving into ancestral energy, or I tap into ancestral energy, or I'm going into ancestral, however you want to say it. But basically, you want to go into the ancestral energy when you enter your mode of meditation. Okay? Now, the next thing that you want to do is I call upon the ancestors. Guide me. Show me. You know, guide me this direction. Show me which way to go. Show me how to use the powers of old. You know, show me what to do. Show me what to get. Show me where to go. You know, these are the things that you want to do. So first you're tapping into your ancestral energy. Now you move and moving into the ancestral energy. Now you're, as you get into the ancestral energy, now you're talking to the ancestors, you know. So it's like you got to get on that wavelength, on the ancestral wavelength, and you'll feel your chakras, all right? Because your crown chakra and your third eye chakra are going to be activated. You're gonna feel that buzz in the middle of your head, as well as you're gonna feel the sensation at the top of your head. Okay, your root chakra is going to heat up also, because you're tapping into the roots of nature, the roots of your heritage. Okay, so it's highly important that you learn these methods, and it's easiest. And the main thing you want to do is you have to remember that you are the seed of the ancestors. All right, you may see some of their faces. You know, you may see some of their faces. You may hear their voices. You know, when I first started in my phase of meditation, I saw my ancestors, and that was one brother. He had locks everywhere, and he looked at me and smiled. You know, I tell you what, some years ago, because this came back, this was a vision that I had. Some years ago, I was in my meditative sleep, and I, in this dream I had, I was walking down this sidewalk, okay? I was walking down this sidewalk, and there was these tall buildings on both sides of me, of the sidewalk. These were like old, ancient buildings. They were like blackish, brownish gray, old, ancient buildings. Big, huge doors. Okay? And as I walked down the sidewalk, I got to like a crossroads. It was like a crossroad, and there was rain that came down, but the rain was, it was raining all around me, but it wasn't raining anywhere else, it was just raining all around me, and so I moved and went to the east, all right, which, you know, I went to the east, which would have been the left thing. I was to the left. And I went closer to the ancient building that was on the left-hand side of me. And the rain followed me. And there, I stopped there, and it started raining again. So then I moved to the west, which I moved to the right. And there it was again. The rain was all around me. So then I moved forward, which would have been to the north, and there it was. The rain was all around me, but nowhere else. It was just raining all around me, just right there all around me. So it was really strange. And then out of the door came what you call an Anunnaki being, and this being looked like that being that was on Star Wars Clone Wars. with Obi-Wan went and was looking at the clones, and the female being, this is the same being. Now take note, this is long before the Star Wars movie that came out. All right, just take note. This is long before the Star Wars movie came out, and I saw the same exact being, and she looked at me and she said, "Here comes your angel." And as I looked up in the sky in this dream, as I looked up in the sky, there was a brother, long dreadlocks, sitting on a white chair, on a big white chair, and he was descending from the sky. And he walked over to me. You could just feel the energy around his locks. I mean, it was just powerful. And he walked over to me and he touched me. And that moment when he touched me, that was the most peaceful peace I have ever felt. And he smiled. And then he got back on his chair and ascended back into the sky. And to this day, I know that was one of my ancestors, which was an ascended master. That was one of my ascestors, which was an ascended master, came, visited me, and was letting me know that I'm going to be all right no matter where I go. So this is the importance of tapping into their ancestral energy to find out who you are. Locate your powers. Locate your ancestors that are around you. Highly important that you tap into this. So it's all about you going to meditation. All right. Remember, you said you go into meditation, and the first thing you want to do is you say, "I tap into this ancestral energy." Now you're tapping into that ancestral energy. All right. Now you can feel that energy. Now you're moving into the ancestor, and I'm moving into the ancestor energy, and now you know, ancestors, show me where to go, show me what to do, you know, whatever questions you have for them, whatever questions you have for your ancestors, all right, it's important that you ask them, and allow your ancestors to guide you, all right, because it's highly important. Without the guidance of the ancestors, you know, we can sometimes be lost, all right. Cosmos can guide us, but the cosmos would rather allow the ancestors to do their job, which is to guide us, to show us the way. All right, this is how you tap into that. This is how you make contact with the ancestors. All right, highly important. All throughout your day, you know, ancestors, you know, teach me things that I've never known before. Give me something new. And you will all of a sudden begin to hear the teachings. You will hear the teachings just like that. And you know it's them talking to you because they will be giving you a lesson for you to write down and share with someone else. Because when you get information from the ancestors, you just don't take the information and lay with it. You've got to share it. Because that's all about sharing energy. And that's how you gain more energy within yourself, is by sharing energy. But, you know, these are your basic concepts of tapping into the ancestral energy, making contact with the ancestors, so that you can know which direction to go, you know what to do, so that you can flow on this ancestral energy and power. All right, my people? All right, hope this helped out. I really hope this helped out, because it's important that we tap into the ancestral power and energy. And I'll talk with you guys a little later. All power to the multi-chakra people of Melanin. Peace to you all.
Yeah,